Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, August the 16th, August the 22nd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. You see, I was looking at the wrong line there. 16 minutes past the hour, August 22nd, 2023, 63 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And we're off and running here on another big, fun-filled morning on WGH Talk. Now, this is the first time we've actually had a chance to talk with each other since, probably Thursday, because Friday we spent all day at the Bratwurst Festival, so we couldn't take phone calls from the Bratwurst Festival. And yesterday we had author Karen Pearson discussing her book on Agatha Christie, The Recipes of Agatha Christie, and Eleanor Clifton yesterday, so we couldn't take phone calls yesterday. So glad to be back with you this morning. If there's anything you'd like to say about anything we've been doing over the last few days, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did you like our broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival? Did you like the author yesterday who talked about the recipes of Agatha Christie? Or Eleanor Clift, who was on yesterday, who discussed Hunter Biden, who discussed the Trump indictments, so on and so forth? Or is there anything else on your mind? Give me a buzz this morning. Always good to hear from you, the listening audience. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 17 minutes past the hour here. Well, I think today officially puts everybody back in school. I believe that River Valley and Pleasant went back last Wednesday. I believe Marion City and Elgin went back last Thursday. And I think Ridgedale's first day is today. So congratulations to all the kids back in school. And I hope you have a great school year. All the kids are back in. Now, what this really means to me, because I don't have a kid, what this really means is that the lines at McDonald's are longer in the morning. Because when school is in, the kids go by and they get their drinks in the morning, their McCafe lattes and all that sort of thing. And the lines get a little longer in the morning. So, you know, that's okay. For education, I'm willing to let it go. We had a great time at the Bratwurst Festival last Friday. I will say that we've been doing that broadcast, I believe, since 2018. So I've done it now for, what is that? We did it in 18, 19, 20. We couldn't because of the COVID. 21, we did it. 22, we did not do it because I was could not go over there. And then we came back this year. And I will tell you this, and I think everybody would agree, because we had a lot of our colleagues over there on Friday. Pastor Craig was with us. Pastor Whitaker was with us. Sean Kraft was with us. Matt Morgan was with us. Carrington Nelson was with us. And we just had the best time. And I can't thank all of those people for coming over and making that a great time. And I think Pastor Craig even said to me, there were so many memories made that day. And we were over there for 14 hours. Matt, Sean, and I got there at about 7:30 that morning. And Carrington, Pastor Craig, and I did not leave until after 10 o'clock. So you just got to thank these people. First of all, Pastor Whitaker, who made the trip over from Prospect at 9 o'clock in the morning to be on the show. I thank him. Pastor Craig, who came over at 10:30 and stayed basically through 10 o'clock on Friday night, I thank him profusely. Matt Morgan, who got up early, along with Sean Kraft, and Matt had to go to Wisconsin on Friday, but still, before his trip to Wisconsin, he stayed with us till after 1 o'clock on Friday. Sean was there all day from 7:30 until after 10. Carrington had to work and came over right after work in her scrubs to do the show from Marion to Bucyrus. I mean, we have the best staff. And I know a lot of people think I'm saying that just because it's the current staff. I'm telling you, we have the best staff. This staff will break their neck to do anything for you. And we really do all have fun together. Now, we argue over things on the air, current events and things like that. But I'm telling you, we really all do like each other when we're off the air. You know, Friday, I went down with Pastor Craig and Sean, and we had lunch at Baker's in Bucyrus and had a tremendous time. So just the best staff, and you can't go wrong with this group. They are just absolutely great and will do anything for you. And I'm so glad that we were able to assemble a group like this at this point in our 9-year history. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. And the Bratwurst Festival in on the whole was great. First of all, the people in Bucyrus are very easy to work for and work with. They let you set up. They don't give you hardly any pressure. They go out of their way to get you set up. It's just a great atmosphere. We interviewed every single queen. I believe there are 9 Bratwurst Festival queens. We interviewed every single one of them on Friday. The polka band came down and was on our show from 12 to 1 on Friday. They were great. So it just was fun. And what more can you say? When you have fun, you feel better, you enjoy it, the memories are good, the weather was perfect on Friday, a little chilly in the morning for doing an outside broadcast, but not bad on the whole all day long. And I do have to say that I ran into so many people I knew. Being over there for 14 hours, I just ran into so many people I knew, and it was great talking with them, catching up, because I had a little time to talk and catch up with people. Not catch up on a sandwich, catch up in person. So the Bratwurst Festival broadcast were great on Friday, and I hope you enjoyed those as much as we enjoyed bringing those to you on Friday. Now, well, I'll tell you something. There was an interesting thing that happened at the Bratwurst Festival. At one point, Sean and I went over to Wendy's, which was right across the way from our broadcast location, and we got a drink, and I think we got a Frosty. You know, I really like the strawberry Frosties, and they're not going to be there much longer because summer's about over. So I got a strawberry Frosty. I think he got a Frosty, and we got a couple drinks. And as we started to come back over to our broadcast location, which was across the street, there was an older couple, I should say, sitting at our broadcast location eating cream puffs. And I thought, well, maybe they think it's a picnic pavilion or something. I don't know. So we just kind of walked over and sat down with them, and they just started talking, and they realized we were in radio, and we told them who we were. They knew who we were. They talked about Bucyrus Radio. They talked about the history of radio. Apparently they've been listening to Bucyrus and Marion Radio for a long time. And we just had the greatest time talking with this older couple and had no idea who they were. Still don't have any idea who they were, except for what I learned while I was sitting there talking to them. But that's what you get in Bucyrus. You get a very nice feel of people. And I'll tell you, while I was sitting there talking to this older couple, Sean and I, ran into Kathy Evers, the daughter of Charlie Evers, his oldest daughter, who I probably had not seen in 6 or 8 months. It had been a long, long time. And we just had the nicest conversation, probably talked for close to 20 minutes. It was just nice. And, you know, it's nice when you can remain friends with people, even when you don't see them very often. So, you know, it was great to see Kathy, and we just had a nice conversation. And it was a lot of fun. That's what I can say about the Bratwurst Festival. What more can I say except we had a lot of fun? So, and I will say Kathy is a very, very classy lady and very polite lady. And I think that's a reflection, obviously, of her parents, Charlie and Jeannie. So, phone lines are open. Does anybody have anything to say? Did you enjoy the Bratwurst Festival broadcast? It's always interesting doing a remote broadcast. You're always afraid, am I going to get on? How are things sounding? You never really know. And literally, we got on about 13 seconds before we were supposed to be on that morning. It's difficult to get everything ready. You can say, well, we could have left ourselves more time. But the problem is that the volunteers for the Bratwurst Festival get there at a certain time. So you really only have so much time to get ready in the morning. But we got on with 13 seconds left to go that morning, and I think we had a great broadcast, and we enjoyed it. So again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, want to talk a little bit about yesterday's shows. We had the author on, Karen Pierce, yesterday morning, talking about the cookbook in relation to Agatha Christie. And, you know, I really got to thinking, does anybody remember Agatha Christie? Does anybody remember her novels? So yesterday, I brought this up to somebody. Somebody said, hey, what's going on the radio? And I said, well, this morning, we had this author on talking about a book involving Agatha Christie and the recipes of Agatha Christie. And the first thing she said, oh, Agatha Christie was my mother's favorite author. And I thought, you know, I guess some people just go on and on and on. And Agatha Christie is one of those names that I guess does go on and on. Does anybody out there read Agatha Christie, or did you read Agatha Christie books when you were younger? I found the author very interesting yesterday. And then we had Eleanor Clift on, who I had not had Eleanor Clift on for I don't know how long. She used to be on about once a month. Now, the one thing about Eleanor Clift is this, is that clearly, if you listen to Eleanor Clift, she does have an opinion on things. But much like Sam Donaldson, Eleanor lives in Washington to this day. Eleanor used to work for Newsweek, and she does know the facts of things. That's what I like about people like Sam and Eleanor. No matter what their opinion is, they're a part of it. You know, they're not in Marion, Ohio. They're not in Los Angeles. They really understand what's going on, and in a lot of cases, they know the people, which I think is helpful in a lot of cases. So I appreciate Eleanor for coming on yesterday, and I appreciate Karen for coming on. So again, if you have anything to say in regard to those programs, phone lines are also open there, 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody, because we've talked about this for about a week now, the back-to-school giveaway will be happening at McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road tomorrow, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. You can get a free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app, the McDonald's app. 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. So don't miss that. That is tomorrow. And I guess a big thank you to McDonald's for putting that event on tomorrow. And if anybody goes, you'll have to tell us how it goes over there. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning that I wanted to talk about? Oh, I'll tell you. You know, it continued on Friday, and it's a fun subject, and it's kind of become like fruitcake for us here on this station, in that it's one of those things that goes on and on and on and on. But here's my latest realization into this, because again on Friday, Carrington and Pastor Craig were kidding with me about being fearful, having a phobia of getting married, which I really don't have. But here's the little caveat to that today that I would like to say. I really think on the whole that friends are more important than people you might marry or people that you might be in relationships with. Now, I'll tell you why I feel this way. Because relationships and marriages do come and go. Now, I'm not saying they always come and go. Some do last a long time and some last pretty close to a lifetime. But if you do have marriages that come and go and you do have relationships that come and go, then I think that friendships are more important, because friendships don't really come and go. Some do, I guess. But if you've got a really good friend that really cares, that you really enjoy being around, you know, friends can be around forever. So I think on the long haul, friendship is probably more important than marriage or relationships overall. And you know what's interesting? So many people are able to become friends. Now, I know it's hard. So many people are able to become friends with their past relationships, and sometimes the friendship is better than the relationship was. So that can happen too. It doesn't always happen. It takes a lot of work. You really got to like the person to do that. But I think it's true. Now, would anybody agree with me that friendships are more important than relationships? And also, is it possible to be friends with somebody who maybe you've been married to, or maybe somebody you've been in a relationship with? Is it possible to be friends with them? I think that's an interesting question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, August 22nd, 2023. 63 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. We certainly like to see that, sunny skies. Now, the question again is, somebody's got to have an opinion on this. Can you be friends with somebody who you've been married to or you've been in a relationship with? Again, I know this is very difficult. You know what's very difficult about this is that for some reason, when a relationship ends, you have to hate the person. Or you certainly don't want to talk to them. And I always find that very strange. Now, not that I want to talk to everybody that I've been in a relationship with, but I don't hate them. I've never hated anybody I was ever in a relationship with. I think that makes me look trivial. If I hate them, then why was I in a relationship with them? Why would I hate them? And why would I not be willing to talk to them? Now, I'm not saying we'll always have the best conversation, because when you're friends, you tend to tell your friends the truth. And when you're in a relationship, you tend to be a little more syrupy. You tend to pat it a little bit. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars, authors, and whomever else, right?
Yeah, I had a fun show yesterday. I thought that was a good show, from top to bottom.
Yeah, I listened to Eleanor Moore. She's always good. I don't have to agree with her, but well-spoken and very, very sharp and astute. So.
Well, like I said, with Eleanor, you can take her opinions for what they are, but for somebody who's lived in Washington for, I think, more than a half century and reported for Newsweek, what she's saying is fact, and I think you can pick and choose what's opinion and what's fact.
Yeah, very, very smart lady. Anyway, you asked about remaining friends after a relationship. I'll use my parents as an example. Can I do that?
Go right ahead.
Well, as I mentioned, we talked a couple days ago. I was 13. They were married 15 years, 1 week, when they were divorced, and they became friends. Now, of course, when you have two children, especially me being rather headstrong, being in early teenage years, many moons ago, you kind of have to, despite what you might see on TV. And they remained friends, and they kind of drifted apart. Now, us moving away from Columbus to Connecticut, that was obviously part of it. But I would say terms were fairly good for the most part. Really, there were probably less arguments as friends and ex-spouses than there were when they were spouses. And that sometimes happens, the stress of a marriage. And you're better off just being friends. So it sounds like you've almost had that with your relationships, where you're better off just being friends with people.
Well, I will say that, two things I will point out to what you just said. Number one, I don't think people who have kids always remain friends. Because to be honest with you, I have been involved with people who had kids with other people. And a lot of times they dislike those people more than other people because they have to talk to them. They have to be connected.
It depends on the situation. And
yeah,
just a little more about Adam's life history. So my dad's third wife, Janine, she's still living. You know, my dad passed away 3.5, almost 4 years ago. My goodness, doesn't seem like it's been that long. They were married and they were friends after they got divorced. Then they got married again, then they were friends again. In fact, my dad was actually essentially roommates with Janine when he passed away. He had two residences in the same condo complex. We'll just make that the short version. But the main one he stayed at was Janine's. I believe Janine, she's now staying with her son. She's very elderly, and that does have an Alzheimer's-type condition, which is very sad. She was actually at the professor level, she was a PhD and an English teacher in Eastern Ohio for decades. So just kind of sad to see that, but you know, she had many great years and many great years with my dad. And it seemed like they were closer when they weren't married. The whole thing was kind of an odd relationship. And they never really seemed that close. And Janine's quite different from my mom. More of a librarian type. My mom was more of a clingy type, I guess. So sometimes you rebound a bit, Scott, as you know, and you go for someone who's a little bit different. And then Vicky, my dad's second wife, actually probably my favorite of the three as an adult. She just had more in common with me. She was actually getting her PhD in German, and I took German, and I was kind of fascinated by that. She was a little wilder than the other two, so. I think in all cases, each spouse had her interesting points and good and bad points. And Vicky was just so different from my mom, probably a traditional rebound. And Janine certainly was one for stability. And she has three kids, but my dad really was never that close to them. Plus, Vicky's kids, they were, out of lack of a better term, brats. So that affected the marriage a lot. So those things all come into the equation.
Well, here's what I will say is that two things to that point. I am very lucky that all the relationships, because obviously I've never been married, all the relationships that I have been in, I really don't think I parted on bad terms. There's only one person that I don't talk to, and it's not my doing that I don't talk to them. It's just the way it is. I don't know how it fell that way. But as I said not too long ago, one of the people I had the longest relationship with messaged me not too long ago looking for a picture. And they came to me to find that picture. And they have updated me on their life and what they've been doing since. They update me on their kids. When I see their kids, the kids always come up to me and we talk. So, you know, that's a wonderful place to be with 99% of the relationships I've been in.
But yeah, it seems like, you know, we see on TV people just fighting And it's like, well, you go from loving somebody to hating somebody, and it's like, how did you possibly find yourself so much in love with that person? And I'm thinking, too, I'm still friends with many of my exes.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the...
I kind of thought about that myself. Well, actually, I am. Maybe you're just better off as friends. It's complicated, you know, and I'm not the most people smart one out there. But doesn't hurt to be selective.
Well, I tell you, I will point this out, and I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, but I will say this. It's interesting when you have a younger kid in a relationship, and this tends to happen more with men than with women, and the women never catch on to this, that one of the reasons that the man likes you is now they have a mother figure on their end again to help raise that kid. And
people say, you know, I'd like to marry a girl just like the one who married dear old dad. Even if it's not a, you know, a cougar type, you know, older woman, the mothering is a comfort zone, I think.
Right,
and
but
with the kid, depends if you like kids or not, then how do you feel about raising kids that aren't yours biologically? There are many things in the equation, and I guess that's why people get PhDs in sociology, and people work in child and family issues. So it's a complicated equation.
Yeah, but here's where I think there's trouble in that particular instance. I think the man is doing it to have the mother figure in the life, but I think the woman is doing it just so, because she thinks this is what I need to do. I need to be a part of this child's life because this child is a part of this this man's life. So it's a very tricky matter. All the relationships I was involved with, clearly I didn't have kids, but most of the women I was did have kids, and I never tried to be that person. Now, if they came to me with a question or they wanted me to do something, I would do it. But I never overstep the boundaries because I think that's inappropriate.
I guess it's kind of hard to see you as a father figure, Scott. That isn't an insult. It seems a little out of place. I don't know. Maybe I'm calling it wrong. I just don't see you like as a father. Maybe it's like, as everybody knows you as Scott, even your students, and maybe Bess called her mother by her first name, Phyllis, on Mary Tyler Moore, as you probably remember.
Like, no, I don't.
Calling you dad, it seems odd, but, you know, I don't want to sound insulting. You have many great qualities as a father. I mean, communication skills, that's so important in parenting, things that people aren't taught, and who's better to communicate than the interviewer to the stars who visits Phil Donahue at his little penthouse, well, not so little penthouse there, NYC. So certainly you're good with that. I mean, you have multiple jobs. You're a hard worker. You've overcome a medical issue recently, and so, you know, you have many, many great qualities of fatherhood. It's, I don't know why, just hard to figure you as a father figure.
Well, I understand that, and I don't take that as a slight. But I will tell
it's a compliment. I just named multiple, you know, three things that make you a great role model as a parent, because parents need to be role models. I don't know why, for some reason, I just don't see you as a parent.
Well, no, and I think it's because I really am not. And it's interesting because all the kids, and I can think of at least three of the relationships that I was in, there were kids involved, and multiple kids, for that matter. But I had good relationships with all the kids. I don't think we had a bad relationship. But I don't think I ever tried to be their father. I did not say, call me dad. I didn't try to give them advice. I didn't try to tell them what to do. I stayed as far away from that as I could because they weren't my kids. And if they needed me for something, I would do it. But beyond that, I did not think that it was my place. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would be hard to see me as a father because I'm not one. I don't think I have that. And also, you know what? I'm not a very, I don't know. I think if I was a father, I'd be a compulsive father. And since these weren't my own kids, there was no reason to be compulsive.
I think, as a stepfather, you know, pseudo stepfather, if it's a long-term type relationship, I mean, you don't have to be biologically related to be a father, and a stepfather can be great. And if you end up in a long relationship or maybe a marriage with a person who has, again, obviously older kids, these qualities you have are great as role models. Again, the communication, the hard working, the, you know, diversity of jobs too. You have, if you want to call the radio thing a job, because, you know, it doesn't have to be one that you get rich at. Because getting the sakes, we don't get rich at being in radio, do we? I mean,
well,
it's three very different career type.
I'm all over the place career
situations.
But you know what? It's interesting you bring this up, because one of my careers directly relates to kids.
Yeah. Definitely.
But trust me.
I guess it's a little intimidating being a teacher and also being a parent. My dad taught, but he taught at the college level. I think he taught in high school when he was younger, even before.
I don't mind at all that you say that I would not, you can't picture, not that I wouldn't be a good father, that you couldn't picture it. I can't picture it either, and that was probably why it didn't happen. So,
my sister's in HR. To me, that seems more intimidating than being a teacher, doesn't it? It's, you know,
I don't know. I think people
are. With
HR,
you're constantly enforcing rules and making and adjusting guidelines.
Well, I guess the point I was trying to make this morning, to start this all off, was I do believe that the friendships in your life, and I think most people, if you put them under a polygraph test, would tell you that the friendships are more important than the relationships or the marriages. Not that the marriages and relationships aren't closer at points. They are. But your friendships are sustaining. And you probably would be more apt to do something for a friend who'd been there a long time than maybe even you would for a relationship or a marriage, because it's newer. And that's not any slight on the marriage or the relationship. So that's why I say I like to stay friends with people, because I don't want to seem hypocritical to say, well, you know, I liked that person once, but now I hate him. Well, no, I don't hate anybody.
That's the honorable thing to do. Of course, sometimes people show their true colors. But often, yeah, after the honeymoon is over, so to speak, as you've talked about, the way you act when you first date somebody is not the way you're going to be in 5 years.
You
don't want to be fake. Again, it's okay to be at your best behavior, dress nicely. There's something wrong with that. But if you do show your true colors, and those aren't pretty colors, and that's a different matter, and that does seem to happen.
Oh, and I do want to say something here, that the people who listen to this station, and I want to say this, and this is absolute honesty, we've been around for over 9 years now, and we've had some people who've been here since day one. They call in, they bring me vegetables, they send me cards. When I was out last year, they send me cards at Christmas. They call in, they give me their honest opinion. I think of a lot of the people, most of the people, 90% of the people who call into this station as friends. So that's also a lasting friendship. And as I said last week, when I had something I had to go do, which was nothing major, it was a friend who came in and said, do you need anything? It was that. So, yeah, I think friends on the long haul are probably the people you want to have around.
Am I in that 90%?
Well, yes, we're friends. You're friends.
Or am I in the 10%?
No. You listen. Hey, what I remember last year, you offered to mow my lawn at one point.
Yeah.
So why?
I brought you curly fries. Weren't they good?
You did bring me. No. And listen, everybody at the station, as I said, and I am not slighting anybody who's been around in the past, but the group that we have right now is just a great group. We have diverse ages from 19 to 90, and that is a great feeling. It's a great place to be, and it's a great place to come and laugh, and it's a great place to enjoy yourself. And what can you say? I mean, it's just a lot of fun. But the ultimate question, can you stay friends with a relationship or a marriage? I have, except for one, and yeah, I think it's possible. I don't know why you can't. Even if kids aren't involved.
Yeah, we need more of that. You know, I mean, only get one chance. So I'm glad I'm Well, I'm considered to be in that 90%. I wonder sometimes, as in, you know, people smarts aren't really in my repertoire of these advanced skills that I have or claim to have. But that's always good.
Yep, you're in the 90%.
Well, that's good. It's yeah. I'm glad I'm not the oldest. That's for sure.
Nope, not the oldest, not the youngest, actually, not the oldest.
Actually, kind of in the middle there, because we have Mary Ellen, and she's very youthful for her age, but she is older than myself.
Yeah, she is. Yep.
And
well,
Pastor Stephen and Stephen Craig.
Yep.
They're always have great insight. Pastor Craig is just such a diverse background of. It's never a dull moment when he's on, for sure.
No, and then you've got Carrington and Matt, who are on the low end here. And we've never really had that young perspective at this station. We've got 22 and 19, and they're great.
Yeah, but I was 19 once.
Well, not at this station.
Okay, well, that would be correct. At my college station, though, I was 19.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think it's great to have... I love their opinions.
A little bit younger, actually, but yes, when I was 19, I was working at a college station.
For the good or the bad, they're good. But, you know, you count your friends, keep your friends very wisely, and choose good friends.
I would certainly concur with that. Okay, Scott, well, I think I've rambled enough. Have a lovely day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you have any opinions on anything here? We'd love to hear your opinion. Again, the Bratwurst Festival was great. Had a great time there on Friday. All 14 hours I was there on Friday. Enjoyed the shows yesterday with author Karen Pierce and Eleanor Clift. And here we are discussing interesting things, hopefully, on this station. 52 minutes past the hour. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Is it better to have good friends or good relationships? And, on the whole, can you be friends with somebody you were in a relationship with or married to? I think it's nice when you can. You know, my experience with this, though, when I have been in a relationship, is that the women, for some reason, do not want to have communication with the past people in their life when they're in a new thing. Now, I don't know why that is. I don't know if they think they'll boomerang or if they think that'll make the husband jealous or the boyfriend jealous. I don't really know what that is. Or maybe if all of a sudden they just hate you. They cannot stand you anymore. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But, you know, to each their own. That's the way it goes. But I really do like the young involvement here at the station with Carrington and Matt. I like the people who we've had around for a long time, like Pastor Whitaker and Pastor Craig and Adam and Linda and Sean and Terry and the whole gang. And I like the people who visit us occasionally. But it was interesting to me last week that when I had a little thing that I had to get done last week, which was a very, very minor thing, nothing major at all, that... I don't want to say, you know, I am not a... See, this comes back. Somebody told me one time that I was secretive. I don't believe I'm secretive at all. I believe I'm private, and there is a difference. Secret is I'm trying to keep something from you. Private is I'm just not open telling you everything. Now, if you ask me, I'll tell you. But I'm not trying to hide anything from you. In any event, so last week I think it just came out in conversation that I was having this little thing done. I certainly didn't want anything for having this little thing done. And immediately, one of the very few people, maybe the only person I told, to be honest with you, was just effusively nice to me. You know, what's going on? Do you need a ride? Why didn't you tell me about this? I would have come and sat with you for a little bit. And that's a friend. Now, would a relationship have done that? I don't know. Probably not the ones that I've been in. They're just different type of people. Not bad people. Just different types of people, let's say. All right, 54 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's funny because the person, and I'll tell you what, God bless this person. God bless her heart. She's out there listening this morning, and that's another thing I like about this friend who was nice to me last week. She's asking me, do I have the results? You know, so again, it goes to tell you, that's a friend for you. That's a friend. All right, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything on their mind this morning that they would like to talk about? I'll tell you, did you hear the conversation we had on Friday night and we'll probably do some more on this week. We talked about it a little bit last week on the program, but boy, Pastor Craig and Carrington and I really had this conversation on Friday night that was fascinating. And basically the story is there was a teacher in New Jersey who worked for a Catholic school who was fired for being pregnant and not abstaining. And the New Jersey court ruled that the Catholic school did have a right to fire her because I think somewhere in her contract it said that she had to abstain if she was not married. Now, this turned into a very interesting conversation on Friday night. Now, I'll tell you why it was an interesting conversation, because we obviously had the perspective of a man who is a pastor, Pastor Craig, that it's okay to fire this woman for that. And then we had the opinion of Carrington, who obviously is a female, who is 22 years old, who had a different opinion. And basically her opinion was that it was wrong, because I think the point she was trying to make is that a man would not be fired for this because we would not know if a man was abstaining or not. So I thought that was an interesting conversation to have, and that's why you have diverse groups on the air giving different opinions. I told you, I'm a little ambivalent to that whole thing, because I see the point of where if it's in your contract and you know about it, you probably should follow it. It's a rule. But then I do see the point of where I don't think everybody in that school who's a teacher who's not married is abstaining, and the men are never really going to get caught because there's no way to know. So I see both sides of it, to be honest with you. That's a shade of gray for me. But I think it's interesting the court ruled the way it did. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then, of course, we had the opinion this morning weighed in and levied in by Adam that he cannot see me as a father. Now, I'm okay with that because chances are it isn't going to happen. Now, you never know. You never say never, because men can go on forever having children. But it certainly hasn't happened yet, and I would think now that I'm at an age where that ship might have sailed, but you never know. You never know what could happen. Like I say, I don't have a marriage phobia, so, you know, who knows? Not that you have to be married to have kids. Certainly not. You know, things have changed. Things are just what they are now. Okay. Well, I think we covered the waterfront here this morning, and I'm glad you're with us here this morning, and I hope you stick around for hour number two, having a lot of fun here on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget the back-to-school giveaway tomorrow, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Make sure you have the app, and there'll be a backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. 4 to 7 p.m., August 23rd, back-to-school giveaway at McDonald's, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow morning, I am sure. So, we're coming up on a break here. Stick with us on WGH Talk. We're going to go to break, But we're coming back with a whole nother hour in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
He is, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said,